You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And sticking with the TikTok theme of the day and the things that are happening on that platform, we thought we'd take a look at the increase in the FinTok space as part of our personal finance segment. We're going to look at the upsides of that, the downsides of that, to try and see if we can get our heads around it. Just a disclaimer before we start this conversation, I might have a vested interest here because I technically might be considered a FinTok fluencer at some point. But I'm joined on the line by a financial planner from Family Wealth Custodians, Hardy Swart, to take a look at this, see if we can get our heads around it. Good evening, Hardy. Lovely to chat to you again. Let's start with just an overview of the FinTok space. What kinds of conversations are taking place in that space, and how do we define it as kind of a FinTok conversation for those that don't know?
Hi, Jimmy. Yeah, no, the FinTok space is actually quite broad, you know, everything from crypto assets to putting your cash under your pillow. So it's a very broad category. So very difficult to define. You know, some of the stuff in my comprehensive market research I did, meaning I just watched a couple of TikTok videos, very interesting. I mean, a couple of things that I thought had a good laugh, very good tips. And then there's a couple of things where I thought to myself, as a financial planner, if I gave that sort of advice, I'd probably end up in jail. You know, absolutely ridiculous stuff that I saw. So, yeah, it's very broad and quite difficult to define. But in principle, it's when you get some sort of financial advice from a TikTok video, but not necessarily from someone that's qualified to give advice. Could be anyone.
Now, Hardy, when we look at this FinTok space, I mean, there's a difference between financial advice and financial commentary in terms of opinions and financial information. How do we see some of the trends that are shaping up in the FinTok space at the moment?
Yeah, Jimmy. So I think the difficult thing, I mean, you know, as a financial advisor, you know, what you say, you can be held accountable for, you know, by the FSCA as a fiduciary and giving advice. Where often some of these comments that the guys make, you know, there's no sort of greater governing body or someone that they have to sort of underlying, you know, what they that oversees what they say. So that's a bit of a risk, I'd say. But there's definitely a trend, increase in demand for these videos, and I think some of it is also for entertainment value, not only just for the advice that you get.
Hardy, I want to look at some of the dangers of these platforms, these conversations and these posts that are being put up from a TikTok perspective. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the conversation, there was a bit of a disclaimer there. I personally do a couple of conversations on here. I've got a podcast that I host with a good friend of mine, Simon Brown. And on our podcast, I don't know about other podcasts, but we have a very clear disclaimer that says the conversations we have are not financial advice. You should speak to a financial advisor. We are sharing our opinions on certain matters. What are some of the dangers and downsides towards looking to platforms like TikTok for financial advice when you don't know who you can trust, who's giving you verified information, and generally who has your best interests at heart?
Yeah, no, Jimmy, it's a tough one, I must say. I mean, I wasn't part of a conversation over the weekend where two guys were talking about, I mean, guys, that one is a farmer and the other one, I don't know what he does. I think he's a mechanic. They were talking about FinTok and how they got this tip on meme coins and they invest into meme coins. And they literally, the one guy said he made more money in a week than he made out of his investment in the S&P in 10 years. And then I was like, yes, but is that, did you really make the money or was it just a gamble? You know, because you could basically go to the casino and put your money on red or black. Probably the same thing, because there's no underlying asset, there's no value. So how do you know, you know, this, I don't see this as, there's no way you can say that's an investment. So I think it's a difficult one to answer. You know, and the other thing is, there's a big trend also with AI pushing some of this stuff. So is the thing that you're seeing on TikTok, is it even a real person or is it some AI generated content? You know, and like I said earlier, as a financial advisor, there's some sort of accountability for the advice we give. And like you said, I also have an online podcast, and you clearly have a disclaimer beforehand to say, listen, this is not supposed to be personal financial advice. It's just general, you know, where often many times the things that I see these people are actually giving advice saying, invest, yeah, don't miss this opportunity once in a lifetime. And no. not a great place to be.
Mm. The other side of it as well is when you're on a platform like social media platforms, and we've seen this as well from our podcast perspective, from the people that are within our networks, where you get people, and I've had this conversation with the FSCA as well, where you get people that impersonate other individuals. So I know Hardy, I know Jimmy, I go and I create via AI a profile that impersonates these people, and I use the impersonating profile to go and do nefarious things and take monies from other individuals. If we are to give people warnings out there or red flags to look out for, obviously the main one, and this is one that we've driven home with the FSCA on the show before, is if something is too good to be true, more than likely is too good to be true. Take it as it is, there it is, right? But what are some of the other things as a financial advisor that you've seen in the industry that you can easily say to someone, if someone is promising you this, it simply isn't possible?
Sure, yeah, Jimmy. I mean, we see it so many times. And the sad thing is, I think so many people are desperate for better returns for different reasons, and they fall for these scams. And the sad thing, the other day I had a client who, well, not a client of mine, but a client's friend, that had a situation where her social media account was hacked. And then the person who hacked her social media account sent this, posted things about how she made all this millions in this investment, big Ponzi scheme. And some of her friends actually looked at it. And there was one specific lady that invested into the scheme because she thought it was a legitimate source. And then afterwards only found out that her social media account was hacked and was an absolute scam. You know, so I think it's so difficult to sort of discern what is real and what's not real. So I think from an investor point of view, exactly what you said, if something sounds too good to be true, you know, you're not going to double your money overnight, or you know, make from R1,000 make it R1,000,000 in a week. It's absolutely that sort of thing doesn't happen. So I think, I mean, if you are sort of on the fence, consult a professional. You know, you can go onto the Financial Planning Institute's website. They've got a list of qualified financial advisors. Consult one of these guys and get a professional opinion. Is this thing real or is it a scam?
Mm. So it is very easy to just have those conversations, and that's kind of why these institutions, and as you said, why financial planners and financial consultants exist, is so that you can have those conversations with them. Hardy, before I let you go, I want to look at some of the positives that we've seen from these platforms. It's always good to see some really good conversations happening. I mean, that's kind of, again, from a biased perspective, it was one of the reasons we started the podcast that we started. I'm sure it's the reason you started your podcast, was there is some information out there that is valuable information. Someone is wanting to provide you with good insights and credible insights, and it's for you as a user and as a content consumer to exercise a bit of judgment to say, this person might not know who I am, but they're not trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
Agreed, Jimmy, 100%. I mean, like I said, I watched some of those videos, and some of the stuff that I saw was actually good advice, you know, stuff like budgeting, like just planning for future events, like investing in low-cost funds. There's a lot of things that I thought to myself, wow, this is actually not bad advice. So I agree 100%. I think, you know, if you do watch these things, which is good in many circumstances, just make sure that the content you are listening to comes from a legitimate source. Now, so oftentimes, like on YouTube, on podcasts, you can actually go to the company's website and do a bit of research and make sure that if you are listening to someone, that they're actually credible and that the things that are saying is legitimate. So I think, but yeah, I agree. There are good content out there, but just discern what you're listening to and make sure you do your research.
Discernment is absolutely imperative. Do your research. Speak to financial advisors. Speak to financial planners. That's why they exist. But it is not the worst thing to get some good, decent advice from social media. I suppose we're all consuming information in different ways, and this might be a very convenient way for you to consume some information, especially if you've had questions around certain things. We'll leave the conversation there. Hardy, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Hardy Swart, financial planner at Family Wealth Custodians.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.